And it's really great to get together again, isn't it? After our absolutely fabulous joint excursion together to China last April, and to share our reminiscences with everyone here today. Just a few of us managed to get through to the very end. Were we exhausted by the end of it all? Well, that's a certain yes. But I think we were all exhilarated. And our combined sense of humour certainly pulled us through. Three generations of George's family presence, that was really something valuable. Me and my son, Peter, and his two children. To demonstrate generational continuance is of great importance. In 1988, when I was exposed to the For the first time to my uncle's legacy in China, I was amazed by his apparent stature in the modern history of China. Our trip this year very clearly demonstrated that my initial impression, almost 40 years ago, of that stature had been very much underestimated. At the London Book Fair in March, prior to our trip, when the translations of my book and Andrews were launched, there was massive interest expressed widely throughout the Chinese media. George's legacy is held in very high esteem in China, and he is regarded by the very highest echelons of government as a true friend of China. He's remembered for his work as a journalist, informing the world of the true situation in that complex theatre of war. Having been urged to do just that by a good friend, General Chu De, no less. Remembered for his work in starting the Bailey Schools offering vocational training to young people, so many of whom became leaders in their many areas of industry. He's remembered for his humanitarian spirit, the nurturing of his pupils, who were from so many different backgrounds, the adoption and heartwarming care of the four Nie brothers, and for leading all those young people to safety on their little long march. Back in 1988, I had the privilege of meeting all four of my Chinese cousins. George would have been so proud of their achievements, all four of them having reached senior positions in their various professional fields. He was not encumbered by prejudice of race, belief, or culture. He was loved and respected by the ordinary Chinese people for his cheerful perseverance, tenacity, and friendly consideration of everyone with whom he came into contact, and for his dedication to the humanitarian cause to which he had set his mind and to follow through. On our trip in April, we were shown how appreciative the Chinese people are to this day of George's sacrifice. At how many statues did we lay flowers and pay tribute? We even unveiled a fine white marble life-sized one in the George Hogg Memorial Hall at the Bailey University in Beijing. Was that number 10 or even 11? I lost count. The fervour of media interest continues, and to me it's amazing. So many press interviews, more today and more in Harpenden, I'm sure, on Tuesday. I'm deeply honoured to represent my uncle in all of this, in this major anniversary year especially. I'll be going to Nanjing in a couple of weeks or so for another major event, and soon after that to Liverpool for another. Where will it all end, I wonder?